Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi continues in chapter 7 of Zevachim, Mishnah 4 and 5. Yesterday in Mishnah 3, we brought up the topic of Me'ila, the crime of misusing sacred or temple property, and how that applies to all of the bird offerings, even the ones with mixed intent or action, except a perfectly kosher Hatat Ha'of, because in the case of the Hatat, the sin offering, the Kohanim are allowed to eat the body of the bird once the blood has been applied. Now in Mishnah 4, we're going to bring up a case we have not discussed yet. Ola Ta'of, a bird was supposed to be an elevation offering. She'asaw, but the Kohen applied the blood lemata, below the Chuta Sikra, below that red line, which is the midpoint on the side of the Mizbeach, and Kemase Chatat, he applied the blood in the manner of the Chatat. He sprinkled it from the body onto the Mizbeach instead of just pushing it onto the Mizbeach, and L'shem Chatat, and he had intention it would be a Chatat. So this Kohen made a mistake. He thought this bird was supposed to be a Chatat. He did everything correctly for a Chatat, but the bird had been purchased to be an Olah. So in such a case, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Eliezer, holds Mo'alin Ba. It is still applies Me'ila. It would still be misused to eat the bird because originally it was bought to be an Ola. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ein Mo'alin Ba. Rabbi Yeshua says it's no longer subject to Me'ila because the Kohen treated it like a Chatat. So it basically becomes a Chatat. And since Kohanim can eat the Chatat, there's no Me'ila. So now the Mishnah brings a discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer is trying to figure out where Rabbi Yeshua is coming from. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, ma im chatat shein molin balishma. He compares, if a chatat, where there's no law of me'ila when it's offered for the correct intention to be a chatat, as we learned in Mishnah Gimel, kashishina et shma, when the Kohen changes the designation to an ola, Mo'alin Ba. So a bird that's supposed to be a chata, that was intended to be an ola by mistake, there is me'ila. So he says, ola shemo'alin balishma, a bird offering that's an ola, an elevation offering that is normally has me'ila and it's done for the right sake. Kishashina shema, if the Kohen changed the designation when he was doing the offering, einodin shemo'alin ba. Would it not be logical that there would be me'ila if somebody eats the meat of this bird? Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua applies to Rabbi Eliezer. Lo, this is not what I meant. Im amarta bechatat. If you tell me there's me'ila by a chatat of sheshina et shema l'shem ola, that you changed the designation, the Kohen changed his intention to be for the sake of an ola, sheken shina et shema l'davar sheyesh bo me'ila, because he's changing the designation to the ola, which does have me'ila from the chatat, which does not. Tomar, can you say the same thing applies, but ola with an elevation offering, sheshina et shema l'shem chatat, where the Kohen changed the intention to become a chatat, sheken shina et shema, because now he's changed the designation, the devar she'ein bo me'ila, to a chatat, which does not have me'ila, because again, the Kohanim can eat the bird. So Yeshua is saying, yes, it's true, if a carbon that's not subject to me'ila, the chatat was changed to a carbon with me'ila, like the ola ta'of, then fine, there's me'ila. But here it's the opposite direction, because he's changing it to something which there's no me'ila applies. So Yeshua is holding that basically changing the intention and the ma'aseh can really change the designation, at least by birds. Now Yeshua argues back from animals. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Hare kodshe kodshim shiratam bedarim. What about the Holy of Holies? And he slaughtered it in the south. And as we learned in chapter 6, they have to be slaughtered in the north. Ushchaton l'shem kodshim kolim. And he's slaughtering it for the sake of an offering that's kodshe kolim, that's lesser level sanctity. For example, he's shechting an olav for the sake of a shlamim in the south, where you would normally shech the shlamim. Yochichu, this should prove that you are incorrect. Sheken shina et shman, because the Kohen has changed the designation, the devar she'ein bo me'ila, to something that doesn't have me'ila. Because typically, kodshim kolim are usually exempt from me'ila because somebody, the Kohanim or the owner, is eating from the meat. Umo'alin behen, yet there's still me'ila by kodshim kolim. The Bartner explains, kodshe kodshim have to be done in the north. If they're done in the south, then now they're a puzzle, they can't go on the Mizbeach, and if someone was able to eat the meat before, it wasn't an ola, it was an asham or chatat, they can no longer do so because it was done in the wrong place. So they're still me'ila by eating the meat. Amar Rabbi Yeshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer, lo, he says, this doesn't prove your point. Im amarta bekodshei kodshim, if you're telling me about high holy offerings, sheshachatan bedarim, that they slaughtered it in the wrong place, the south instead of the north, ushchotan l'shem kodshim kolim, and for the sake of an offering normally done in the south, like a shlamim, sheken shina et shman, because they changed the designation, bedavar sheyesh bo iser v'heter, to something that has both allowed and forbidden parts. So for example, the shlamim, certain limbs of the shlamim go up on the mizbeach and are burnt, so those would still have me'ila because no one can eat those specific limbs. However, the rest of the meat would not have me'ila because it is allowed to be eaten once the blood has been applied correctly. Tomar, can you say the same thing is true? Be'ola, by a bird ola, sheshina et shma b'davar shekulu heter, that they changed the designation. Again, the ola was done entirely for a chatat. Rabbi Yeshua holds that basically changes into a chatat, and that's a devar shekulu heter, where the entire bird is eaten by the kohanim, and none of it goes onto the mizbeach. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, indeed, an ola done entirely for the sake of a chatat becomes a chatat, and the Bartner points out, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Let's go on to Mishnah. Hey, malak besmol, the Kohen performed the malika with his left thumbnail, o belaila, or at nighttime when you're not allowed to slaughter offerings, or shachat chulin bifnim, he brought a non-consecrated bird into the temple and did the shechita there, kodshim b'chutz, or a bird offering that had been sanctified, but he performed it outside the temple, einan mitamin b'veit hablia, these do not become nevela. As we explained in Mishnah Gimel, if something is not slaughtered in the proper manner, it be a bird that dies by itself or a shot or something, it becomes a nevela. Now, in this case, the problem, the incorrect slaughter of this bird took place in the Beis HaMikdash. It's psula b'kodesh, and the offering is not valid, but the malika does help. Since the problem only arose inside the temple, the malika helps at least that it won't have the tuma, the impurity status of a nevela, like it would have had if someone performed a malika on a chicken. Now, the Mishnah does say there are cases where it becomes a nevela, malak besokin. He did malika, which again was using the thumbnail typically to stab through the neck, but he did it with a knife instead of the thumbnail. That's not a valid malika. Or malak chulin bifnim, he performed malika on non-designated birds inside the temple. It was chulin bazara, kodshim bahuts, or birds that were should have been offerings, but he took them outside the temple. Or turin shelo higia zmona, turtle doves that are not old enough. Now, turtle doves are only valid as offerings once they're mature, not when they're fledglings. Ubneyona, or pigeons she'avar zmona, that are too old. The pigeons, by the opposite of the turtle doves, are only valid when they're young, not when they're old. Or a bird sheyovish gopa, that a wing dried up. Now, there's no, like a moom, like a blemish, isn't the problem by a bird, but if it's missing a limb or a limb is all dried up, then it is a problem. V'shenismet eina, or an eye was blind in the bird, or shenikta arugla, or it's missing a toe. So these birds were never subject to become offerings in the first place. So then, mitama bebeit habliya, it becomes a nevela, and if someone swallows meat from this bird, they do become impure, they do become tamei, because here the problem arose before it got to the temple, or before it was designated as an offering, or it could never have been designated as an offering in the first place. Zeyaklol, this is the general rule. Kol shahaya psula bakodesh, if the disqualification happened in the temple during the avodah, eina matame b'beit habliya, then the malika would help to remove the problem of tuma, of impurity, by eating the meat. She's not supposed to eat the meat, but he wouldn't become tame. But by contrast, lo haya psula bakodesh, if the disqualifying event did not take place in the temple, but beforehand it was never eligible, then mitame b'beit habliya, then eating the bird would cause tuma, impurity. V'kola pesulim, anyone who was not supposed to perform the malika, shemoko, but they did the malika. Now, this refers to back in chapter 2, Mishnah 1. We said that somebody who was not a Kohen couldn't do malika, or somebody who is a Kohen, but he's a tful yom, or he's standing on someone else's shoes, he's not standing on the floor, or he didn't wash his hands, things like this, then he's not supposed to do it. But if he did it, malikatan psula, it's not a valid malika, V'eina metama beit ablia, but it does not cause impurity by eating it. So it'd be similar to the case of a Kohen who performed it with his left hand or at night, where again, there's no tumah, but it's not really a valid offering. Yishar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.